On January 16, 2006, traditional music ushered in the newly elected president's swearing-in ceremony.
Let us begin anew, moving into a future that is filled with promise, filled with hope. In union strong, success is sure. We cannot, we must not, we will not fail.
After decades of corrupt, brutal rule, conflict, and ethnic divisions, President Johnson Sirleaf promised renewed foreign investment, an end to corruption, and restoration of basic services. Although progress has been slow and completely aid-dependent, the mood on the street in Monrovia, 1 year later, seems generally upbeat. A student at the United Methodist University summarizes the pride many Liberians feel.
I feel so proud of the first African female president of many achievements thus far.
A young man, Prince, says the most important is that security has been restored throughout Liberia's chaotic land.
We got no war, nothing, but also our citizens freely and moving freely, covering everything in the city. And I thank God for that. I like everything that she's done.
The 22-year-old woman says this is the first time she's noticed a government trying to do something for Liberians.
I feel really fine. I feel impressed. Because she proved to us that she's really competent for this job. As for me, I was born in 1984. And since I was born, the development is going now. She was so alive. And now the street and all can well develop.
Another Monrovia resident also expressed amazement that electricity was coming back to some streets in downtown Monrovia, but does worry about the president's drive to downsize government. He wants to make sure the new president does not forget how much help people actually need.
We want national government to be conscious of the fact that indeed life as a whole in Liberia is very unbearable. Most of them are homeless, most of them don't have food to eat, and indeed you can see it for yourself that people are loitering around the street, lecturing because they have nothing to do.
The devastation of the war was such that the head of the UN peacekeeping mission, Alan Doss, says that even if Liberia's economy grows at 10% over the next 25 years, Liberians would only be back in terms of standard of living to where they were in the 1980s. President Johnson Sirleaf is not planning any major festivities to mark her first year in power Tuesday. She's currently working on preparing an international donors conference for Liberia to be held in Washington next month. Nico Columbus, VOA News, Dakar.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。